whole lot of people are doing something smart to stretch their budgets this year. They're keeping their present cars instead of buying new ones.
Our Ford has 246,000 miles on it.
Our Chrysler has over 153,000 miles.
My name is Johnny, and in March, my SUV turned over 200,000 miles.
Why would people like you and me keep their present cars instead of trading them for new ones?
I save more than $400 a month with no car payments.
And no more car payments.
I'm through with car payments. Fooey.
But if all these people are keeping their cars longer, who do they trust to make sure their cars get them to all the soccer games, birthday parties, and a million other places?
Merlin 200,000 mile shops.
Merlin.
Oh, nowhere but Merlin.
At Merlin.
More life for you and your car.
Get a $70 rebate with the purchase of 4 Continental tires. Stop by for a free tire inspection or visit Merlins.com for locations and to make an appointment.
It's Blackhawks Lightning in the Stanley Cup Final. Hawks fans, live the excitement with us before and after every game. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
5 o'clock from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. I'm Nick Szepkowski. 2 days away from Stanley Cup Final 2015. That opener and today, Jonathan Toews. Knows beating a tough goaltender, a solid one like Ben Bishop, well, it's going to take time.
I think there's always been some tough moments where a goaltender's had tremendous confidence against us, and it just doesn't look good because we're struggling to find ways to get the puck in the net early in series. But I think we do have that confidence that at a certain point we can try and break things loose a little bit and turn things in our favor.
Game one is Wednesday night in Tampa. The Lightning have instituted ticket and apparel restrictions in this one. They're trying to keep Blackhawks fans out of the arena. Nothing official yet, but Fred Hoiberg on a plane that just departed Ames, Iowa. It's headed for Chicago. The Bulls are believed to be finalizing a 5-year deal with him to make them the next head coach. It's expected to be worth roughly $25 million. Baseball, tonight the Cubs start a 9-game road trip. It's the first of 3 in Miami. Jason Hamill's on the mound for the Cubs. Starlin Castro moved to 6th in the lineup after batting .211 over the last 7 games. Jorge Soler bats 4th tonight. White Sox are off today, but get some good news. Jose Abreu will be back in the lineup tomorrow night when they start the first of a 3-game series in Texas. Highly touted prospect and third baseman Joey Gallo set to make his big league debut for the Rangers tomorrow night. Today, Todd Frazier of the Reds, Josh Donaldson of Toronto named MLB's Player of the Week, and NFL news Cam Newton nearing a deal with the Panthers that would pay him roughly $100 million over 5 years. Bears training camp schedule out today. They report to Bourbonnais July 29th, first padded practice 2 months from today on August 1st. College football fans, you may be happy to know, ESPN has removed Mark May from their college football final show on fall Saturdays, so the forced debates with Lou Holtz are no more. Scoreboard update brought to you by Skokie Sports Park, top 50 golf range in the nation, and vote now for your favorite runner who never cracks under pressure. They could win a select spot on the Tag Heuer Bank of America Chicago Marathon running team. Log on to CBS Chicago/marathon. I'm Nick Szepkowski, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Next game on the score Tuesday at 6:35 when the Sox take on the Rangers on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Boars and Bernstein.
I'm bored.
This seems like a good bit of fun.
Afternoons on the Score.
Who knows what could happen?
Tampa Tribune's Eric Erlandson.
Mr. Hockey, by the way.
What's coming to face the Hawks here? What are they in for?
I bet if Chicago looked in the mirror about 5 years ago, probably what they're going to face. It's a young team. The core is very young. A lot of their core young players are 25 or under, and that includes Steven Stamkos and Tyler Johnson, Andre Palat, and Nikita Kucherov. A lot of names you're going to hear. So they're very talented up front. Probably not as deep as the Blackhawks are in terms of offensive talent. I think that's what's coming at them is a team that probably looks a little similar to themselves.
Boers and Bernstein.
You guys do 4 hours a day?
5.
Golly. I do 3 and want to stab myself in the heart with a pencil for you.
Talking Chicago sports on your ride home.
I don't know if you've seen the cover of the next Vanity Fair with now Caitlin Jenner.
I don't want Telnu to see this. Okay.
Clam shot, but
don't.
Terry Boers has declared Caitlin Jenner doable.
I asked you when you said that it depended on something, and I said.
I showed him the picture, and I said, here you go. Here's Caitlyn Jenner. And without, and immediately, Terry goes, oh, I do her.
What's the key word in there?
I really, that
da,
was,
da, da, da. Oh, it's the key word in there. Da, 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 da.
That was his
da,
only goal. Da, da. I think that's all with this particular gender change. It's all he wanted to do was be declared tappable by T. Diddley.
I have it at the top of my agenda.
I don't think we're even on the air anymore anyway.
Terry Bors and Bernstein.
A show by the name of Bors and Bernstein. But I've been told that he said some pretty harsh things.
The show goes on!
Bors and Bernstein. Weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Talking to you at 312-644-6767. Bors and Bernstein. We put a lot out there. I'm telling you, today's show, information. We have given you tremendous information. No idea what I'm talking about.
No, you don't. You have no idea what you're talking about.
I don't.
The questioner for the 708, will Benny the Bull be meeting the plane? No, this isn't a recruiting trip. They already got him. He's their guy. I'm not sure. Maybe Da Bull will show up with a big bag of weed for him.
Hey, Freddy.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, that came. Yeah, you never know what can happen.
Here comes Fred. And Fred,
the plane is ready. But wait.
Good luck to you,
it's
sir.
Not moving.
No, I think, is it in the air yet?
Is it in the air?
Can we track it? Are we tracking?
We're tracking it like Santa. Really, he's flying above.
Every year. NORAD is tracking Santa. I know
NORAD is tracking Santa. How about tracking this?
Cruise missile.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, blow that sled up real good. And I don't, you know,
I've got tone on Santa.
I got to be honest with you. I don't care if you lose a few reindeer either. I'm like, you know, what the hell? Collateral damage, they called it.
Lake in the Hills. It is Tim on the score. Hi, Tim.
It's not right.
How you doing?
Okay.
Hello. My question is about the game Saturday with the Hawks and Ducks. There was a power play where it was the Ducks on the power play. And then they committed a penalty, so it was 4-4. And then the Ducks scored, like, right after that, and our guy didn't come out of the box. So, do you know what happened there?
Who cares? Who cares? Who cares? Who cares? Who cares?
No, I don't know what happened.
I'm not sure what the question was. It was 4-4, and they scored,
and then the Hawks guy couldn't come out of the box.
Yeah, that's right. Even. I don't know. Chris Tannehill handles all those calls, and he handles them well.
Mm-hmm.
Could you do that again? What was that answer again?
Who cares? Who cares? Who cares? Who cares?
Thank
who
you.
Cares?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Give me Danny. One extra one.
Here's a hockey question for you.
Yeah.
And more importantly, we can get into this.
Hockey tips.
Half Court Chucker asks this. Now, and listen carefully to what he's asking before you react, okay?
Okay.
Has there ever been an athlete who is regarded as one of the best players of his time and has had such success and accolades as Jonathan Toews, but yet is widely regarded as not being among the most skilled players of their respected sport? You can look and ask most hockey experts, and Toews is not one of, say, the top 10 or 15 skilled players, but yet is the first player everyone would want on their team. Does that happen in any other sport than hockey? And if so,
no.
Can you guys remember anyone in another sport like that? No. Because when most hockey people talk about skills, they're talking purely about stick handling, skating speed, agility, hands, some of that stuff. And Toews is really good at all that, but it's the other things that he does. It's that he's relentlessly disciplined. It's that the motor is insane. His ability to always make himself available to accomplish anything he's asked to do at a given point in a shift. And I don't know that some of that's measurable.
I think that would you say, is this fair a statement? I don't know, because I'm not from this country. But I think the two players over the last number of years, it goes a ways back now, that get the most attention are Ovechkin and Crosby, right? They sort of are flashy skilled scorers. But if you started a team and then you gave this pick to one of these NHL goofs that was putting together a team, I think he'd take Toews.
Right. They all would.
Yeah. So I mean, I and answer to your question, no. I mean, it would have to be hockey, and I'd have to think about that. But there's no doubt that when you see, when you talk about those guys, that's what people count on. They look at Sidney Crosby and how the Penguins going to do. Oh, boy, they're good this year. Or Ovechkin, who can't get over the hump and get to us. He's not been to the Stanley Cup Finals, has he? With all those decent Washington teams, he has not, right? So Ovechkin made the I love him. What skill he has. What great. Okay. And the two of them. Crosby won a cup.
Yeah, well, the comps here for Taves, one says Joe Montana, another says...
No, Joe Montana was...
Well, his accuracy, his preternatural accuracy.
Kid and covered those games. They loved him. They couldn't get enough of Joe Montana.
No. That's not what he's just saying. The comps as far as somebody who would be one of the best players, but not necessarily considered one of the most skilled. But the difference is hockey, a quarterback has a very specific skill. A quarterback. Yeah. That's why you don't have to be a great athlete in hockey.
No.
The point is, there are very few guys who ask to affect a game in all ways the way he is.
Well, he does.
But you're right. He's not considered one of the greatest skaters, and not considered one of the greatest stick handlers.
His name doesn't come up.
Or having the heaviest shot or anything like that.
No, name doesn't come up. When I listen to Hockey Beal, they talk about those two guys, and I don't know if they've even added anybody in there. Don't you think it's time they did? But it's sort of like those two and everybody else in the NHL. You know what?
Some are saying Derek Jeter, but Derek Jeter was just overrated. Derek Jeter was just an awful defensive player. Everybody thought he was a good one because he makes some ridiculous play.
Plays that you remember.
Right.
The flip and you just go, and the falling into the box seats, and those you remember, but in point of fact, the numbers say quite something.
It was like Ken Griffey Jr., when he was young, was terrific, but very shortly had a knack for the spectacular, but just was not a plus defensive player in his position.
It was as a White Sox.
Oh, my God. Long after he had passed away.
He'd get there in about a month. How long is it going to take him to get to that ball? I don't know. He did make the one throw, though.
The flat-footed throw to AJ. Yep. Cut down a runner at the plate.
That's what he did. That's a good question, but I think it's got to be hockey. I mean, I suppose there are guys in football that are, you know, but... I mean, Montana's not. Everybody loved Montana. The accuracy and everything about him, the leadership. Nobody thought that he wasn't.
You can't compare the specificity of what an NFL player has to do with a very specific job, whether it's the left guard or the tight end or the quarterback. Just you do your little thing. Hockey, you get in his position as the top line centerman. He's got to be all things to all people all the time. That's just what he does.
All I could say is that all the people who do this talking about what hockey is now. They've concentrated on these two guys for a long time. And you know what they are? They're wrong. They're wrong. Because if there's any general managers that wouldn't take Taves over those two, then they're fired. But nobody, he's not one of those guys that gets talked about. When you read hockey stuff, it's those two guys. It's their era, their generation, their time. And their time sucks because they don't win anything. But this guy's already won two and about to win three.
Boy, I'm not even going to give you some of the idiotic names that are being texted in here. These have to be from children who've never watched a game before.
And this show is not for children.
Certainly never seen a game before.
This show is bad for children.
The year 2000. Because,
this is bad for children, this show. Not great for adults, let alone children.
Yeah, because if you don't think...
Read me a couple. I want to be amused.
If you're talking about individualized skills, if you don't think that Larry Bird... was known as one of the greatest shooters and passers of his generation... Then come on. There's like five different Larry Bird texts here. There are two very specific skills at which he was one of the best of his era. Please stop. You can't compare hockey players.
No, you can't. No, give me a damn hockey player.
Well, here's how about Steve Yzerman? I don't remember him well enough. Was he ever known as being great? I know he was great, like Taves is, but was there ever...
Yeah, because they won, remember?
Right,
but
what skills?
All of them. Didn't he?
Was he... I don't know. Was he considered highly skilled? I can't believe somebody actually texted in Larry Bird.
Isn't this not the same number? Send it over and over. You've got that many stupid people?
Yes.
We need them stopped. Joe Dredge, drop the phone, get out there and find
him. Okay, and here's another one.
Yeah, which is this one?
Ricky Henderson.
How you feeling? How you doing?
Let's see. He had this thing called base stealing skill.
Oh my god!
And getting on base skill.
And oft times leading off the game with a
home run skill.
Yeah. 79 times or something.
But I mean,
that's one of the most remarkable careers.
Today, I'm the greatest of all time.
I was there.
Yeah, it was great. 5 minutes later, Ryan threw a no-hitter, right?
I was in Milwaukee, when he stole the base.
He held the base over his head,
and then he said he was the greatest of all time, and everybody said, "Holy God, man!"